After wishing everyone a Shavua Tov, we have two pages here. If you want, you can staple them together. And we have Gumashim here if anybody needs.
How do you staple?
We're going to study a small section in Parshas Vayechi, and that section will open up a window to study an important part of Kriyat Shema, which is called Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vod. And you may know that the source for that Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso is really the story here, the dialogue between Yaakov and his children at the end of his life in Parshas Vayechi. Here in Perek Mem Tes it says Vayikra Yaakov El Bonov Vayomer Hey Osmu V'agiv Elachem Eis Asher Yikra Eschem B'Achris Hayomim. So Yaakov gathers his troops together, he gathers the Shvatim, he kovtsu V'shimu B'nei Yaakov V'shimu El Yisrael Avichem. Now at this point Chazal say that there was a dialogue, a hidden clandestine dialogue between Yaakov and the Shvatim and his children. And this is recorded by Reish Lakish in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. He says the following: Vayikra Yaakov el Bonav Vayomer He Osfu Vagido Lachem Esa Shayikra Eschem Yaakov Hayomim Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Lebonav Kates Hayomim. Yaakov wanted to reveal to his brother, to his sons, the brothers, the Kates Hayomim, which means the time of Mashiach, of the end of days. And he was unable to do so because the Shechina disappeared. Omar, he declared, Shema Chas V'Sholom Yesh B'mitasi P'sul. Do I follow the pattern of my father, my grandfather, that there's a psul, there's someone in our lineage that has to be disqualified? In the case of Avram, he had to disqualify Yishmael. In the case of Yitzchak, he had to disqualify Esav. Amru lo banav Shema Yisrael, referring to their father Yisrael. Listen, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We all declare in unison, God is one. There's no psul. Omar, Kishem Shein Belibcha Ela Echad. Amru, excuse me. They said to Yaakov, just like you have no doubts about your absolute faith in God.
Where are you reading?
Line 4.
Line 4 in the Chumash?
No, in the Gemara Pesachim. Kach ein v'libeinu ela echad. We also have only one God. And after they said Shema Yisrael, what did Yaakov respond? Everybody knows this.
Baruch Shem,
exactly. V'yosa shah pasach Yaakov v'yomar Baruch Shem kvod malchus aliyon v'ayim. Now the Gemara feels that when we recite Kriyat Shema, we should also integrate Yaakov's praise to God into our Kriyat Shema. But there's a problem, because it doesn't appear in the Chumash itself. We don't add and wedge, you know, statements, even if they are beautiful praises of glory of God that came from human beings, and break up the flow of the text. There's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So, Hechi Navid, what should we do, the Gemara says? Nemruhu, if we're going to recite Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, is Lo Omro Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not in the Torah itself, but Lo Nimruhu, if we shouldn't say it, but Omro Yaakov. Yaakov is no slouch. If he said Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, why shouldn't we? Hiskinu they made a takana. Shehi Omro Moso B'chashoy, that we should say it silently. And if we don't violate the Iser of breaking up psukim in the Torah by injecting phrases and words that are not in the text of the Torah, because we said it b'chashoy, and this Iser will only apply if it's b'kol ram, if it's out loud. On the other hand, we fulfilled this praise that Yaakov Avinu instituted by reciting it b'chashoy, by reciting it quietly. And you know that on the Chumash we have two targumim. There's the Targum Unkelus, and then there's the Targum Yerushalmi. There's a Targum also called Yonas Ben Uziel, very similar to the Yerushalmi.
Yes.
Now there's a Targum Yerushalmi here. We're not going to go through this entire Talmud Yerushalmi because Targum Yerushalmi because it's not relevant to us. It should be studied, but we're going to look at the last two lines in this Talmud, in this Targum Yerushalmi. And it says over there that Trei Asrei Shivtei the Yaakov Kulun Kechada, all the 12 Shvatim together as one, after Yaakov Avinu said maybe there's someone amongst us who's Polek Libo, meaning his heart is split, he doesn't know whether he's totally dedicated or not to Hashem. And they all answered, Kulon Kechada. What does Kulon Kechada mean? In unison, right, in unison, excellent. The Amr, they declared, Shema Minon Yisrael. Listen, O Israel. Israel meaning Yaakov. Avunon, our father. Hashem Elokana, God, our God. Hashem Chad, he's one. On Yaakov Avu of the Omar. Now take a look at the Targum Yerushalmi. It doesn't have what we saw in the Bavli. In the Bavli we saw Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyolam Vod. In Yerushalmi, it substitutes Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Liolam Almin instead of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus. Now notice two differences. First of all,
it's in Aramaic.
It's in Aramaic. Excellent. Yahavi's 100% right. When we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus, that's in Lashon Kodesh. But Yehei Shmei Rabba is in Aramaic. But there's a second difference that's a little bit more subtle, and that is that although many of the elements of Yaakov's praise exist and are reflected in Yeshmei Rabba, there's one element that's completely omitted. So for example, if you take the word Baruch, which is the opening of Yaakov's statement, you'll find it in the Yeshmei Rabba because it's Mevarach. And then if you take the closing, where it says Li'olam Vayah, that also appears in Yehei Shmei Rabba, because it says Li'olmei Olmaya, or Li'olmei Olmin. If you take, for example, Shem, the name of God, then Adarabba, Yehei Shmei Rabba is even a further embellishment, because it's called Shmei Rabba, the great name of God. But Yaakov has something that we don't have.
Come on.
Kvod Malchusa. We don't mention Malchus and we don't mention Kvod Malchusa. And the question that we want to address today is why is our Yehei Shmei Rabba in Aramaic? And secondly, why is it a truncated form of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa? Or are these two separate prayers and they're different shittas? The Bavli in Pesachim has a shita that Yaakov said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, and Yerushalmi has a different shita. According to Yerushalmi, that's not what Yaakov said. He said Yeshmei Rabba. But it's very difficult to assume that Yaakov would have declared something in Aramaic.
Did they speak Aramaic in there? When did Aramaic
they talk? No, they knew Aramaic at that time, but that wasn't the language spoken by Yaakov and his children. In fact, how was Yosef able to convince his brothers and identify himself? Correct. Rashi says because he spoke Lashon Kodesh. And that was a great feat that Yosef, despite the fact that he was 22 years in Mitzrayim, he still spoke Lashon Kodesh. He didn't forget his original language. So it's a little bit difficult. Do we have any more copies left of the Maram Komos? Yeah. You could staple them. It should be two pages. Yeah, should be two pages. Or actually, four pages, but two pages and four sides.
Yeah.
If not, I have one last copy over here. If somebody wants to staple them. So wait, so this goes to him. You got it now? You have a full four pages? And this is a full set.
This is a full set.
Now you have a full set. Okay, this, you can put that back.
Put that back here,
and here you have a full set. You could, if you have a stapler, you could staple it.
Okay.
And now, Rabosai, in order to appreciate and understand exactly how Yehei Shmei Rabba functions, and why this was Yaakov Avinu's response according to the Targum Yerushalmi. We want to study the insights of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. You've all heard of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky?
Yes.
So there's a massive work on Chumash, which is called Emes LiYaakov. We're going to study that in detail today, Mirtz Hashem. It's cut up into smaller pieces because it appears scattered throughout his Pirush al Torah. Most of it is in Sefer Dvarim. A lot of it is here in Parashas Vayechi. But in order to appreciate Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's insights here, we're going to have to learn a famous Agadata in Brachos. And this is number 4 on your page. It talks about a case of a churva. Normally, we don't go into a churva, but anyway, he went into a churva, one of the Amoraim, and he heard a voice, what we call a baskol, some sort of heavenly voice. And that voice was crying like a bird. If somebody could be kind enough to close the door, this door doesn't close unless you give it a real zetz. Okay then? And what did the baskol cry out? Oy lebanim, woe to the children, sheba avonoseihem, because of their sins, hechravti es beisi, I destroyed the bayis, v'sarafti es heicholi, and I destroyed the heichol, I burnt it, v'heglesim, this is very good preparation for Asar B'Teves, by the way, and I sent them into Golos Lebeno Umos, and Eliyahu HaNavi responds when he's told about this baskol, Chayecha v'chayeroshcha lo shah zu bilvado meriskach. You think you heard a one-time shot heavenly voice? No. B'chol yom v'yom. This voice cries out on a daily basis. And not only once a day, but thrice a day. V'omeriskach, and it says the following. And not only that, there's a flip side to it. You think that it's all crying, and it's all agony and tragedy. There's a flip side to it. Ela b'shasha Yisrael nichnasim lebati knesios lebati midrashos. When Klal Yisrael pray to Hashem in the synagogues, in the houses of worship, in the houses of study, the onim and they respond, Yehei shmei hagadol mevorach. They respond, Yeheshmei Rava, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanea Rosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very satisfied.
And he notices it.
He notices it. V'omer, and he declares, Ashrei HaMelech, he's talking about himself. God is talking about himself in third person. How fortunate is the king, Shemekalsin Oso Bibeso. They sing his praise in his house, in his palace. In such a way, kach, with these words, Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mevorach. And not only that, Av, Maloli Av. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares himself not to a king, but to a father. And woe is it to a father, Shehigla Es Banav, that he had to send his children into exile. V'Oilahem Lebanim Shegalu Me'al Shulchan Aviem, they're no longer eating in the Heichal, the Kodshim, the Beis HaMikdash, they were sent into Golus. But the flip side, the good side of it, the positive side, is Yehei Shmei Rabba, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ashrei Melech Shemekalsin Oso Beisa. And now we'll start by introducing the questions of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LiYaakov of Parshas Vayeschanan, and then in Mirtz Hashem, we'll come back to on page 2 on the bottom left, which is number 20, to the Emes LiYaakov of Parshas Vayigash. V'hinei tzarech levayer, bottom right, number 1. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to cry out 3 times a day, Oy Lebanim? Number 2, why is it that when we recite Yehei Shmei Rabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ashrei HaMelech? Also, if you take a look at the Gemara in Brachos, The Gemara in Brachos says, Onim Yeheshme Hagadol Mevarach. It doesn't have the word Amen. Usually, when Chazal mentioned Yeheshme Rabbah, they mention the word Amen, as we'll soon see. Here, the word Amen is omitted. Also, why this double language? It says Ashrei HaMelech, and it says Malo Li'av. Why does God identify Himself in the Reisha as a king and in the Seifa as a father? Hischil b'melech, v'siem b'av u'bonin. And He says that the one who notices this here in the Gemara in Brachos is the Marsha. And the Marsha says beautifully that as long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, His kingship in this universe is revealed. But after the destruction of the Mikdash, when the Kisei, the throne of God, Kaviyochel, I should say, is not complete, then Hashem goes to the level of Av. He's no longer a Melech. And to see the Marsha inside, number 6, he says, Pirish Rashi, it means that during the time that the Mikdash stood, then they would lavish praise upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God was the Melech, and His Malchus was obvious in the world. But Malo La'av, Shegola Me'al Shulchan Aviv, meaning after the Mikdash was destroyed, and we go into Golus, is then there's no Mikdash, and there's no Shulchan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless is still the Av, even though He's not the Melech, His Malchus is not Nikar Ba'olam, but nevertheless, there is a Bechina, a dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for His people that He's called an Av. So basically, it comes out according to the Marsha, and I'll read to you his language. He says, Kaviyochel, after the destruction of the Mikdash, Eino Melech, God is no longer the Melech, Kaviyochel. Why? Because Eino Kisei Sholem. And then, what we have in our Bati Midrashos, in our Bati Knesios, we no longer have Malchus of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, but we have the Avus of Hashem. God is the Av, and we sing the song of Yeheshme Rav, is the praise of God. And God says, you know what? I'm very satisfied. I wish you were back in the Beis HaMikdash, and there you can recite the Malchus of Hashem.
Yes, but He calls them Avinu Malkeinu as well.
At this point in the Gemara, in Brachos, we don't have Malkeinu with Avinu. We have Malkeinu separate. And that was according to Marsha, B'Shah Shem Beis HaMikdash HaYakayam. And that's Makalsin Oso B'Beiso. B'Beiso means in His palace in the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban HaBayis, we only have Av. We don't have Melech. That's the Marsha. Okay. Now, Tosfos in Masechet Brachos, in that same sugya, raises the question, why is Yeheshme Rabbah, and all of Kaddish for that matter, in Aramaic? Now, you may or may not know the answer to this question, but Tosfos raises a famous answer that he rejects. And that is that we're trying to fool the Malachi Asharis. The Malachi Asharis know Lashon Kodesh. In fact, their names were in Lashon Kodesh. Gabriel, Michael. But they didn't know Aramaic. And we try to fool them. Why are we trying to fool them and getting in this Yeshmei Rabbah under the wire so that they don't understand what we're saying? It says Tosis Omrim Ha'olam. The Velt says the following. V'kach Omrim Kodesh V'Lashon Aramis. This is the most beautiful praise of God. And therefore, we don't want the Malachim to understand this because you miskanim banim. They'll be jealous of us because they don't have this beautiful praise of Yeheshme Rabbah. And Tosfos rejects this. He says, what do you mean? Are we afraid of the jealousy of the Malachim? Hare kama tfilos yafos shehem b'loshen ivri. we have a host of tfilos that are in the original, in Lashon Kodesh. And we're not afraid that the malachim will get jealous. So at this point, Rabotai, we think that we should shelve this pshat, and it doesn't deserve even a footnote. But the Tur, when he codifies the halachas of Kaddish in Or HaChaim Siman Nun Vav, he writes, Masha Anu Omrim HaKaddish B'Loshon Targum Yesh Omrim, the first opinion, V'nei HaMalachim Shlo Yizkanu Banu K'shanu Mashabchim Shevach Noah Kazeh. And he doesn't blink about it. You know, the Tur is willing to present this shita. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in number 9 asks the following question. Tzorech Iyun, Ma be'emes nishtani yeish mei rabo shemizkanim bonu hamalachim yosem ishara tfilos kidehikshu atosis. If we accept this opinion of the Yesh Omrim in the Tur, we're going to have to answer Tosis Kasha. If we're worried about the jealousy of the Malachim, then why dafka this prayer of Yesh Mei Rabba? Why shouldn't we worry about the Malachim being jealous of many, a host of other tefillos and shvachos? And Rav Yaakov is going to present a thesis based on the Medrash Rabba, which you'll see on the bottom of your page. Rabbanan Amrin, Bishah Sha'ala Moshal Amorom, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens and he was listening to learn about how up in the heavenly spheres they praise Almighty God, Shamala Malachi Ashores, Shahayu Omrim, I don't know if they had Skype at that time, but if they did, they couldn't Skype from upstairs to downstairs. You know, I guess Skype doesn't go that far. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to go all the way up to Shamayim in order to hear the words of the Malachi Asharis. And guess what he heard? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Vod. And he liked it. He thought it was an amazing prayer, amazing praise. V'horido Oso Yisrael. So he brought it down to teach the Jewish people that they should recite it. In truth, Yaakov Avinu had already recited it way earlier. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, apparently this was the first time he heard it. And he heard it from whom? From the Malachim. Wow, hearing it from the Malachim. I would have loved to have been there to hear it from the Malachim. I never saw a Malach. A lot of descriptions of what Malachim look like in Yeshayahu HaNovi, in Yechezkel HaNovi. He says the following, Lama ain't Yisrael Omrim Oso Befarhesia? If this is such a beautiful prayer that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down when he was up in Shemayim, why do we whisper it? We should be proud of it. We should be singing it out loud. Omer Avasi, you know what? Imagine someone who steals something, some very precious ornaments from the treasury of the king, and he brings it to his wife as a gift. Some people want to—they go very far out to bring gifts to their wives, to their wife, and they'll even steal from the king's treasury. But he says to his wife, "Al tiskashti ba befarhesya. Don't wear it in public, because if you wear it in public,
yeah, no.
That's right. The secret detectives, the show, what's it called? In London, what do they have that special police force? What's it called?
MI5.
So they'll find you and they'll report you to the king, and then they'll you'll have to step down as prime minister if they catch you. So he says the following: I will be Yom HaKippurim. You know what? There's one day of the year that we can get away with it because we are Malach. It's as long as it's the rest of the year, we're not Malach. We're not on the Madrega Malach. So if we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud, we're basically usurping the role of the Malach. And we get in trouble for that. But on Yom Kippur, where we are all Nekiyim Kemalachi Ashores, we don't eat, we don't drink, we wear white, we're dedicated totally and exclusively to the service of God, we are Malachi Ashores, and therefore we can say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud. And now I'd like you to turn to the other page, because we want to learn one more Gemara in order to see the entire picture here. And that's the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel on the days. I was not lucky today. you know, we have one Shas that's large enough for me to see the words, and Chagiga is not there.
Ooh.
Somebody borrowed Masechta Chagiga, but I have at least a copy of the text of the Gemara here, number 13. And the Gemara is interested in reconciling a contradiction about the description of what's called the Srafim. Srafim are a certain kind of angel. There are apparently at least 10 different types of angels up in the heavenly spheres. And Yeshayahu has one description of the angels, and Yechezkel has a different description, and there's a discrepancy between the two. And the issue, number one, is how many knafayim do they have? Excellent. According to Yeshayahu HaNavi, they have shesh knafayim. According to Yechezkel, they have arba ponim, arba knafayim. So the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Gimel raises this contradiction. Kosuv Echad Omer, according to Yeshayahu HaNavi, Sheish Knafayim, Liechad. But according to Yechezkel HaNavi, Arbos Pnim Liarbo, the Arbo Knafayim Liachas. Lokasha, says the Gemara, I can reconcile this contradiction. Kan, Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kaya. Kan, Bizman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kaya. Kaviyochol, Nismatu kanfei hachayos. Okay, in the pasuk he calls them srafim, in the Gemara calls them chayos. Apparently they're the same. And these chayos hakodesh changed after the churban habayis. Before the churban habayis, there was an obvious six-winged angel. The angels were six-winged. You can see the six wings. And each one of these wings indicates a certain praise to HaKadosh Baruch. But after the Churban, it went down to four wings. I don't know if the other two wings were lost, or maybe they were sort of placed into the shadows and you couldn't see them.
They got less.
They went down from six down to four. Yechezkel already sees the prophesizing the Gola. The Gola meaning the post Churban period. Now the second part of this Gemara Chagiga, I couldn't see because I couldn't get access to the Gemara. So I apologize, but I'll just give you the gist of it. In the name of Rav Hananel Amar Rav, there seems to be another contradiction in terms of how these chayos really look. And it has something to do with the legs. And in one pasuk it says, Ubishtayim Ya'ofef, that I guess when they jump out off the ground, there are two legs, the Karazel Zeh, and then they call one to each other and they sing out the praise of Hashem Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. But another pasuk says, Hatoif Einecha Bo Ve'enenu. And Ve'enenu sounds like there's only one leg. So the Gemara answers that there's kisui raglehem. At some point in time, their legs are covered, and instead of seeing this two-legged chaya or sraf, they see it as one leg. It's covered. Excuse me. It's covered over. Now we have a chiddush of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah.
Oh.
The angel was checking to see if Yaakov was a malach or a human being, and that's why he got his father.
That would prove that he was not an angel.
Yeah.
So Rav Osai, there's an unbelievable chiddush here in the Vilna Gaon, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is going to build on top of this chiddush. The Gaon appears in two places. One is in his Shnos Eliyahu, which is a commentary on the Mishnah, in Seder Zeroyim, at the end of Seder Zeroyim. And the other is a separate work on Chumash, which is called the Avnei Eliyahu. So let's go one by one. The Gaon at the end of Seder Zeroyim talks about four words in the Musaf service of Yomim Tovim, of the three regalim. And you may remember, it's number 15, that we say Avinu Malkeinu, Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. Please reveal the Kvod Malchus. Now keep in mind that Kvod Malchus are the two words that are in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso that were omitted in the Aheshme Rabba Bevarach. So just like we saw that in the case of the Malachi Ashares, initially they had six knuffim that were obvious, that were apparent, and then two of the knuffim were covered over, were concealed, and they went down to four knuffim. One is before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and one after the Beis HaMikdash. So too says the Gaon, corresponding to these six knuffim, which were obvious, which were apparent before the Mikdash was destroyed, there were four words of praise. I'm sorry, there were six words of praise that correspond to the six knuffim. Okay, I don't have a blackboard here to, or the time to write on the blackboard, but let's go. Baruch, Shem, Kvod, Malchuso, Leolam, Vayet.
Six.
Now, Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach that we said before is an omission of two words. Kvod Malchuso. And what's going to happen here is, in the Vilna Gaon's frame of reference, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Leolam Vod has to be reduced to Baruch Shem Leolam Vod, leaving out Kvod Malchuso. And that has to happen after the Churban Habayis, so that no longer will there be six Knafayim corresponding to the six words that include Kvod Malchuso. There will only be four Knafayim corresponding to Baruch Shem Leolam Vod. And now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, there are three occasions during the year that we long for the Beis HaMikdash. Because on those three holidays we would do what?
Hallel.
Forget about Hallel for a moment. Hallel would apply even if I didn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash. But I have to bring what? A Karban, Karban Chagiga, Karban Simcha, Shalmi Simcha. I have to bring them in Aliyah L'Regel. And now we no longer have Aliyah L'Regel. So in our davening, the Shalma Parm Sosenu, we have a tefillah that replaces those karbanos. What is that tefillah called?
Musaf.
Excellent. And now we're going to open up the main body of the Musaf, that's called the Matbeah Shal Musaf, by asking Hashem, Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. What we're asking is that we need the Beis HaMikdash. And once we have the Beis HaMikdash, then we have Kvod Malchusa. Now we live in the post-Churban era. Let's take a look at the Gaon inside. First he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga that we saw. And then, after quoting the Gemara in Chagiga, he says that if you compare the Psukim carefully, you'll see, and this is line 5, Vehu Knafayim Hem Tzayim. The two wings that are left out, or as we said before, concealed, are the middle wings. So basically you have the first two and the last two, and you're missing the two in the middle. And he says that corresponds to the pasuk Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Aleinu Vod that has Shisha Tevos, it has six words. And then these six words correspond to the Seder of these Knafayim, correct? And the two middle Knafayim are omitted. So if the six words of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso correspond respectively to the six Knafayim, and the two middle Knafayim are concealed, then what becomes concealed? Shem Kvod Malchuso, right? You have a Baruch Shem is two, and you have Leolam Vayet, and now we're missing the Kvod Malchuso. Correct? So those are the two words in the middle of the six that correspond to the two Knafayim that are missing in Yechezkel HaNavi. And therefore, we can no longer recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Leolam Vayet. What we can recite is Baruch Shem Leolam Vayet, Shema Hagadol Leolam Vayet. And that's called what? where we leave out the Kvod Malchuso, that's Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, correct? Because Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach means Yehei Shmo Agadol Mevorach Leolam Ulmaya Leolam Voed. So we have all those four concepts of Baruch, Shem, and Leolam Voed, three concepts we'll call them. We're missing the Kvod Malchuso, because the Kvod Malchuso is no longer revealed, it's now concealed. So we have to omit it in the Yehei Shmei Rabba. But on three occasions during the year, when we go into the Beis HaMikdash, but now we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so we can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, what do we have to substitute for entering the Beis HaMikdash? The Tfilas Musaf. So during Musaf, we're going to say to Hashem, Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. And that means to restore the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look at the Avne Elio on the bottom right, you'll see that he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, and the Gemara reconciles the Sheish Knafayim with the Arba Knafayim by saying, Kan Bisman She Migdash Kayim, based on Migdash Kayim, Kan Bisman She Migdash Kayim. And then he says that the Pasuk Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Leolam Voed has six tevos, and they correspond to the six words, I'm sorry, to the six Knafayim that were all obvious and apparent during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But now we have in the post-Churban period of Yechezkel HaNavi Arba Knafayim, we're missing the two middle Knafayim, and therefore we say on the Regel, on the Musaf of the Regal, we say Galei Kvod Malchuscha, and we ask Hashem to reveal the two middle Knafayim, which is Kvod Malchuscha. Now if you take a look at the Oev Yisrael, who's the Apta Rebbe, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Elimelech Milizhinsk. Did you ever hear the Rebbe, Rabbi Elimelech? He wrote a famous work in Chassidus called the Noam Elimelech. And he basically understood, apparently on his own, without the Gaon, the same concept. Because if you take a look at the Oiv Yisrael, he was the Apta Rav, as we call him. He also quotes this Gemara in Chagiga, Bisman she beis hamikdash kayim, Bisman she ein beis hamikdash kayim, and he says nimtza ki bisman hazeh, in our time lachar chuvah beis hamikdash nechsevu, we're missing beis knafayim, and he quotes the Arizal who says that the baruch shein kvod malchuso liolam voed correspond to the Sheish Tevos. The Sheish Tevos, In and Sheita, Negen, they correspond to the Shis Gadfin on the Knafayim. Is Bisman Hazeh, we're missing two Gadfin, and therefore we're missing two Tevos of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Leolam Voed. The Omar Mori Harav HaKadosh, the Rebbe Elimelech, that these two Tevos are Kvod Malchuso, and therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to recite that we, in order for us to recite Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, to reveal his Kvod Malchus. Now, the Ben Ish Chai, who lived a little bit later in history, he focused his attention on a pasuk in Tehillim that we're familiar with from the Ashrei. And there it says, Kvod Malchuscha Yomeru Ugvuroscha Yedaberu, which means at the end of time, at the time of the, after the ultimate redemption, we're going to declare the Kvod Malchus, because the Kvod Malchus, the honor of God as a melech, as a king, will be apparent for all to see. And that's what we're going to sing, the praises of Kvod Malchuso. And the Ben Yehoyada, in his super commentary on the Agadot in Chagiga, after quoting the entire presentation that we saw before, that in the name of the Gaon in Zroim, that every one of the six words of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso correspond to the six Knafayim, and we're missing the middle two, which is Kvod Malchuso, and therefore in Musaf we say Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso. He says Bazen Nirali, this is about seven lines down, B'siyata d'shmai remez ha-kosuv, this is hinted, alluded to in the pasuk Kvod Malchuscha Yomeru Gvoscha Yedaberu, means when those Knafayim upon which are written, are inscribed the Kvod Malchuso, will be restored, and they will be part of the Shira, part of the song of praise, when the Goel, when Mashiach will come and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Is Mara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gvuras, so at that point it will be Gvuras Chayidaberu, will see the Niflos of the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch at the end of time. And at that point,
Harvey's
here.
Yes, yeah. Your wife is here.
She wants to. Harvey, your wife wants to speak to you.
Sorry,
that's okay. He says,
"Sorry,
Rabbanan Sfirulei." Now, if you remember that the second part of the Gemara Chagiga that we studied introduces Rav Chananel and Rav, and there we say that there are raglayim, there are legs of the angels that are covered as a result of the period of Churban Habayis. And there, nimtzu d'imay osam, if it's the legs, then it's the last two legs, which correspond to the last two words in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, namely, the olam vayit. So we're missing the olam vayit. That's what the Ben Yehoyada suggests. So again, we have two possibilities as to which words are missing after the Churban Habayis. We have one school of thought, which is represented by the Vilna Gaon and by the Rebbe Elimelech, and that is that the two words that are omitted are Kvod Malchuscha. According to the other pshat, namely the Ben Yehoyada's pshat, it seems that Le'olam Vayit is missing. In any event, we're getting back now to the Emes Liyakov. And this is on the bottom of your page 2, but please have page 3 right there ready for you. Parshas Vayechi, he refers first to the Targum Yerushalmi that tells us the story that Yaakov Avinu responded to the Shema Yisrael by saying, Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach. And he says, this Targum Yerushalmi is very similar to the Gemara in Pesachim that says that Yaakov Avinu responded by saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, except in the Bavli it says that Yaakov responded by saying Yesh Mei Rabbah. In the Talmud Yerushalmi, it says that Yaakov responded by saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Voed. He says that how do we reconcile the Bavli with the Yerushalmi? And he tells you to look into his Chidushim in Parshas Vayeschanan, which we'll see in a minute. But here he gives you a short form, and he says the Be'emes Yeheshmei Rabbah Mevorach Liolam Vayed, who Targum, that's the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Vayed, El Shechaser, but we're missing two. A translation of two Hebrew words, maybe Kvod Malchuso. And therefore, in Musaf, as the Gaon says, we're going to ask Hashem Galei Kvod Malchuscha and bring about the ultimate Geul in the time in which the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and the Knafayim will be six, and then we'll be able to see Kvod Malchuso. I'm going to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Voed, which are lacking and are missing at the time of the post-Churban period of time, but we're asking for Hashem to reveal that. L'chein k'shetirgumo baramit li'achar achurban. He says historically that at what point did we shift from Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, which is the Lashon Kodesh, to the Aramit, to Yeheshmei Rabbah? It was after the Churban Habayis. So two things happened historically. Both coincided at the time of the Churban. One is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem now is concealed, and the Kvod Malchuso is gone. And number two, Aramaic replaced the Lashon Kodesh. We can no longer say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. We're going to have to translate it into Aramaic. And in doing so, we're going to have to leave out Kvod Malchuso, because we can no longer praise Kvod Malchuso, because we don't see, it's not obvious, it's not revealed, Kvod Malchuso. El Adayim Tzarech Bir, he says, we still are left in the dark. Why does the Gemara say that Yaakov Avinu responded by saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Voed? The Yerushalmi says, that no, Yaakov Avinu omitted Kvod Malchusa. Again, according to the Gemara Pesachim, Yaakov said the entire sentence, the verse, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, including Kvod Malchusa. According to Yerushalmi, Yaakov Avinu only mentioned Baruch Shem and Leolam Vod, but he left out Kvod Malchusa. V'nirei, he says, Shenechleku Bazet Machlokas Shein Abavli Yerushalmi is thus. The Bavli, so the Kodim Shenechlesu Eretz Yisrael, Bivadei Hoye Kvod Malchusa B'chol Ha'olam Kulo. Before the Jewish people entered into the land of Israel, God's Malchus was apparent throughout the entire globe. And therefore Yaakov Avinu could respond, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vod. Acher Kach, later in history, Kshenichnusu L'Eretz Yisrael, and then they built the Mishkan, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his Shekhinah, and it was Mashra Shekhinah Sametok Beis HaMikdash, right, in a very small area. Now God's Malchus is no longer apparent throughout the world. And therefore the Bavli thinks that at the time of Yaakov Avinu, which is before the building of the Beis HaMikdash, he would recite Kvod Malchuso because the Kvod Shechina was goli throughout the entire universe. But the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that before the Beis HaMikdash was built, Lo haya kvod malchuso klal ba'olam, v'lachein sovid lo amar elo yesh mei rabba v'li kvod malchuso. So according to the Yerushalmi, since the Shekhinah had never revealed itself, because it's before the binyan of the Mishkan, therefore Yaakov Avinu couldn't possibly have said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso l'vayel, and he, the Yerushalmi, has to substitute yesh mei rabba v'varach, which means that you have to omit the words Kvod Malchuso. That's going to Yerushalmi. The Bavli, on the other hand, held that the Kvod Malchus Hashem was Golui, was obvious and apparent throughout the entire world, the entire universe, before the Mikdash was built. When the Mikdash was built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was Mitzamtzem the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is now only in the Beis HaMikdash. You have a question? Okay. All right, now let's take a look at the Emes LeYaakov in Parshas Voeschana. I'm looking at my watch and I see it's getting a little late, and I'm trying to figure out what we can accomplish in the short amount of time that we have. So if you'll allow me, let's fast forward to the Minchas Osher, which is at the end of page 4, almost at the end, number 26. And he starts by quoting the Bavli, that the Bavli in Pesachim says that Yaakov Avinu responded by saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vod, and then he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga that says that there were only 4 Knafayim that were apparent out of the 6 after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Then he quotes the Ari and others who say that the 6 words that make up Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam are written on the Sheish Knafayim. And the Gaon, in the second paragraph, the Gaon says that 2 out of the 6 were covered, and those are the Emtsoyos, the middle Knafayim are covered because they correspond to Kvod Malchuso, and after Churban Abayis, we don't have Gilui Kvod Malchus, and therefore on Shol Shri Golem in Musaf we pray and we petition to God Galei Kvod Malchus Chalenu. And then he quotes the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yishchai in Chagigu, says that Kvod Malchus Chiyomeru Gvoras Chiyadaberu means that Liyosid Lavo at the end of time, when everyone will be speaking and declaring the Gvuros of Hashem, then Kvod Malchuscha Yomeru, there will be a Gilui of Kvod Malchuso, and all 6 Knafayim, including the 2 middle ones of the Malachim, will be revealed, and that includes the 2 Knafayim in the middle that have Kvod Malchuso on it. However, if you take a look at the Apta Rav, that's the Or of Yisrael number 25 on the right side, in Parshas Vayeshev, he writes, and this we saw hinted at in the Ben Yishchai, that the 2 Knafayim that were concealed were in fact the last 2 of the 6, the bottom 2, let's call it, and therefore they correspond to the words Li'olam Voet, and these were covered until there'll be a gili of kvod Shamayim Yisbar Li'asid Lava. Nimtzeinu Lemedu. It comes out that the pasuk Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voet in our days is Alma Diskasya, belongs to the hidden world, because Kvod Malchus Shamayim is not revealed, and therefore he says we recite this pasuk Bilachash. In other words, even though Yaakov Avinu was able to recite it out loud because he lived during the time of Gili Kvod Malchus, we after the Churban cannot recite it out loud because this Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus includes the Gili of Malchus Shamayim, and that we don't have in our time. Kvod Malchus we don't have, and therefore we have to whisper Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus. But when the Malchus of Hashamayim will be apparent, it will be obvious to all the people, all the human beings that walk on this earth, then we could recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus out loud, because the Kvod Malchus Hashem is Mole Kol Haaretz Kvodo. But in Chazal we give a different explanation as to why we recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus B'Lachash, and the Gemara says because we cannot inject this pasuk into the recitation of Kriyat Shema, because it was only Yaakov who said it. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who said it. And if you remember that Moshe Rabbeinu, although he didn't recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, but nevertheless he went up to Shamayim, he saw the Malachim and heard them recite this great praise to Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voet, and he brought it down to Yisrael. But now we have to say it quietly because we don't want to steal something from Malachim and say it out loud. So when we say, and the Tosfos mentions the Shita, that the Malachim are jealous of us because we recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, it means they accuse us of theft because we, through Moshe Rabbeinu, stole it from them. So we have to say it quietly. So the two reasons why we say it quietly. Either we say it quietly because we don't have Gili Kvod Malchus, so Yaakov may have had it in his time, but we don't have it in our time after Churban. Or alternatively, we have to say it quietly so the Malachim should not get upset because we stole, in quotation marks, we stole Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus from the Malachim. And then he writes in the next to last paragraph, he says that the neshama of a Jew has a tshuka, has a desire to yell out and scream Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voet B'kolei Kolos. Why? Why does a person want to scream out? A Jew has this natural desire to call out Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voet B'kolei Kolos. The answer is Laman Yisgadil Yiskadish Ma Godol VaKadosh BiOlamo. This is a gilui. We speak about the gilui Kvod Malchus in this world, so we want to scream it out. But on the other hand, you're telling me to whisper it, and therefore I have to control myself and sublimate my desire to speak out loud. So Rav Osher Zelig Weiss Shlita in his Minchas Osher suggests the following. That the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kol Omer Yeheshme Rabba Mevarcha Kol Kocho Korin Lo Gzardino. It's a great thing to recite Yeheshme Rabba with all his koach. And the reason for that is because Yeheshme Rabba is a replacement for Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Liolam Voet. And Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, we really want to yell out and belt it out, but we can't do so. Why? According to one interpretation, because it's not Kvod Malchus Begilut. And therefore we're going to say Yeshme Rabba, which omits these two words of Kvod Malchuso, and that we can scream out. So our yelling out Yeshme Rabba is an expression of the desire of the Jewish Neshama to scream out Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. We can't do that, we're enjoined from doing that in the post-Churban period, but at least what we can do is scream out Yeshme Rabba. And therefore we're going to say it B'kol Gadol, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a reward, so to speak, as if we had said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voet out loud. And it's really a prayer in the sense that Kosh Baruch Hu should be Megala Kvod Malchus on us and on the entire world, so that we'll be able to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voet out loud. And that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. You'll see on the bottom of your page, Omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Kola One Amen Yesh Mei Rav Avarf Kol Kocho, Korilo Gzar Dinam. Because really what he wants to do is, he really has this tremendous desire to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam V'Od out loud. And before we end, I just want to tell you that the Emes LeYaakov here in Parshas Vayeschanan on page 3 has this long presentation, and basically he's saying that since we saw in the Gaon that Yehishmei Rabba is an omission of Kvod Malchuso, and the reason for that is because after Churban HaBayis, the Gemara establishes a Chagiga, we can no longer speak about Kvod Malchuso, because the Gaon interprets that those two Knafayim are covered, are concealed, because they correspond to Kvod Malchuso, and therefore we have to pray on Shalosh Regolim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megala Kvod Malchuso. And he says that if you take a look at this on the top left here on page 3, he says in the Migdash there were 10 miracles that took place daily, and anyone who entered into the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis, he could see that there's a bitul marechas hateva, that the natural law of the universe was suspended in the Beis HaMikdash. It was an hanhaga that came from the divine being on top. And although the Jewish people, by and large, did not have the ability to enter into the Mikdash on a daily basis, that was reserved for a select few, but all of Klal Yisrael would come into the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Regel, and they would see the Kohanim Avodas and Levim B'Shiram. They knew exactly what the Kohanim were involved in. They didn't have to ask any questions. They knew that there were so many miracles going on that the Kvod Malchus Shamayim was Begilui. And he says that even the peoples of the world, although they didn't know what was going on exactly in the Beis HaMikdash, but they knew that there was something metaphysical and something supernatural that was going on. And those who came in Aliyah LeRegel, they became very much aware, seeing as it were in front of their eyes these miracles, this Gilui Kvod Shamayim. But unfortunately, the Mikdash was destroyed, and we don't have Aliyah LeRegel, so we can't see these great miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. But what we do have is a tefillah of Galei Kvod Malchuscha Oleinu, or as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kvod Malchuscha Yomeru. And these are our prayers even to this day, that we hope and we pray that we'll have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be able to see the Gilui Kvod Malchuso, we'll be able to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam V'Od out loud without having to say it secretly, because we'll be experiencing the Gilui Kvod Shamayim, seeing it firsthand. V'mehera v'yameinu, Amen.